Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch.
All eyes on Friday's job report, which will be key as the Fed prepares to slow down the bond buying program. Only 194,000 jobs were added in September, much less than expected. How is the US economy in shape? This is the IG Trading Talk, and I'm Manuel Koch. And joining me are Salah Idine Momidi. He's the head of markets of IG today here in the Berlin studio. Salah, very welcome.
Hi, great to see you.
And of course, in New York City on Wall Street is the legendary Einstein of Wall Street, Peter Tuckman, over 35 years on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Peter, so good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to join you both. Hi, everyone.
Peter, the job market is slowing down. How do you see the U.S. economy? Is that a bad sign for the whole economy?
You know what? Look, there are a lot of moving parts in this situation, and I'm not really sure that we can judge 1 month's data. Look, we're coming out of the summer. We still have the virus that's really sort of had quite an impact on a large part of the United States through June, July, and August, and that may have contributed somewhat to it. And I think as we're getting into the tag ends of the support that the U.S. government is giving to its labor force, perhaps they maybe had some impact too. Let us really see what the seasonal situation will bring coming into October, November, and December, you know, as we usually see a bit of a spike up in the employment rates, you know, as we come into the Christmas season. So I'm not going to hang my hat on a little less of a number for this month and make a full out judgment what the future will bring based on today's jobs number.
All right, Peter. So let's have a look on the chart of the week. Salah brought us the DAX 40 and the Bumidi bands. Salah, what can we see here?
First of all, I had a lot of feedback from people who are interested in Bumidi bands, and that's why this chart of the week with DAX and Bumidi bands is today the chart of the week. We had a quite nice ping pong, what I say, in the Bumidi bands, because we were pinging up to the upper band, have seen nice reversal, and then next day we have been hitting the lower band, nice again for reversal. And this was also observable in U.S. markets, S&P 500, NASDAQ, and Dow Jones. So if you're interested in Bumidi bands, check my Bumidi bands on Twitter, on IG, and I will give you more updates about that.
Salah, thank you very much. Let's go back to Peter. Peter, Elon Musk's SpaceX hits $100 billion valuation after a secondary share sale. What do you think about that?
I can't really address a particular stock, but you know what? Look, the valuation on some of these stocks, some of these companies, look, the electric car space is obviously a big deal. Mr. Musk has got a lot of power and force behind anything he does. So that is a positive thing. But let's look, the market is trading around 35,000. We are, you know, very few percentage off its record highs. We do have a lot of unknowns. Obviously, as we discussed, there's some labor issues and employment issues going forward. We've got still a lot of the volatility in the marketplace. We've got some issues with the bond buying future, with interest rate raises coming into 2022. And so, you know, is the market sharing with us any anxiety about the economies? Not particularly. Is the economy running into some obstacles and headwinds? Absolutely. But, you know, we must separate our view of the markets and the economy as we've done now since the beginning of COVID, right? We've had a complete bifurcation of how the economy's handled the virus and the pandemic and how the market has. The market trades as a function of all the stimulus and the Fed buying, the Federal Reserve buying, and the bond program and all the other financial instruments. Stocks are trading at wild valuations. There is an appetite for IPOs, there's an appetite for the market, there's an appetite for, you know, all things stock exchange. We've got 40 million new players in the retail marketplace space. And so, you know, the appetite for investment community, investment in stocks is extraordinary at this time, guys. As the reopening story happens, as we start to see the recovery, whether it's going to be 2 or 3 months down the road, or whether it's going to be deep into 2022, I feel a lot of strength coming into the reopening story. I feel a strong recovery coming, but it may not be for a little while. Yet the market seems strong.
Peter, one question from my side. We have seen last week a nice reversal or recovery in Dow Jones and other Wall Street indices. The year-end rally is coming up. Do you think that we will proceed with this nice momentum, or do you think, no, this is just a small recovery and we would start a bear market now?
You know what? I don't know if I would use the word slow. So I mean, I really appreciate the question, but I always kind of let the market sort of prescribe what my thoughts are, right? I always joke the market's doing what it wants to do. Let's look back at the last few weeks, guys. We saw that one day over the inflation story and the yield market opened down 925 points that day. And the media was talking about recession and doomsday and crash and pullback and correction. And the next 4 days, the market was up 2,000 points. Then we came in on a Monday and we saw the market down 600-700 points over the Evergarde story. And they were talking about doomsday once again. And the market rallied back once again, except on last Thursday, we did see the end of the quarter and we did see the market sell off quite sizably coming into Thursday. What's very interesting to look at, if we look back at last Thursday, was that the VIX, you know, look, when markets sell off, we usually see a spike in the VIX when there is anxiety in the market, and that's causing the sell-off. Last Thursday, we saw the end of the quarter. We saw a sell-off of 650 points, yet the VIX was completely tepid. There was no spike in the VIX at all. What did that mean? It was kind of profit-taking coming the end of the quarter. Then we came into these last week. We saw the market sell-off on a couple of days, you know, due to inflation story, due to some anxiety about the virus and the and variant and whatnot. And then we saw an incredible recovery coming into the end of the week, right? So where are we? We saw the tech sector got really hit badly due to the yield spike, right? And the inflation story. And everybody's chatter was, oh my God, is this the beginning of a sell-off? Is the rally over? Are the bears going to surpass the bulls? And we're going to see a bit of a sell-off coming in the year. And what if we discussed it in the boom eating bands, we saw the market in the S&P 500 get down to the 428 level, which was a great technical support. We saw it happen three times. We saw it happen last Thursday, turning into a major rally on Friday. We saw it this past week, hit 428 a second time and a third time. So guys, look, I'm a firm believer that we let the market tell us what it thinks of things. Salah is the master of seasonality. And as we know, while September can often be a dark month, and it was a bit of a retracement in the marketplace, October does have the psychology of Black Monday and the crash of 1987. Yet, the resilience of this market, the S&P 500, has tested the 428 level three times. Last Thursday, we had a sell-off, which was basically a quarter-end sell-off, people taking profits. There was no spike in the VIX, showing us that there was no anxiety in the market causing that sell-off. We hit 428 level on Friday, market took off. We hit the same levels twice in the past week, last week, and the market has forged on to a quite a nice bullish rally into the end of last week. So, you know, the end of the year tends to be a positive one. Let's hope we get a Santa Claus rally. I think we'll be able to navigate our way through October. We do have headwinds. We do have obstacles. Obviously, the virus is still an obstacle. Obviously, the idea of the tapering, we'll see in November, in early November, when the Federal Reserve decides what it's going to do with interest rates and the taper. But I would say that the employment number of today or the most recent employment number came out, which you discussed at the beginning of the show, 194,000 jobs being created, much less anticipated, may really kick the tapering story down the road a little bit. I feel here on the floor of the exchange, we see a huge appetite for the marketplace, for IPOs, and whatnot. And I'm hoping for the end of the year that we will see a continuation of the bullish sentiment.
Peter, and one very last question. What are you holding in your hands? We see something like a ball. What is it?
A ball that says, keep life fun, guys. So you know that I've been through some challenges over the last couple of years, having COVID, had any challenges with long COVID, with surgery and whatnot. And I just recently had two surgeries on my left shoulder. So for one reason, I carry the ball to remind me not to pick up anything heavy with my left hand. And then I always want to remind myself that we need to keep life fun, guys, right? That's what it's all about. Wake up every morning with gratitude. Find something you love to do, which all three of us have found that we love to find in investments and in markets, right? And then just find some kindness and love your fellow man and woman. That's it.
I love that very much, Peter. I appreciate that, and I wish you all the best.
Just remember, guys, keep life fun.
Keep life fun. Thank you so much, Peter Tuckman, the Einstein of Wall Street, over 35 years on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Peter, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Love to you and Salah.
And Salah Idimomidi, the head of markets at IG. Thank you, Salah, for joining us today here in the Berlin studio. And thank you guys for watching. This was the IG Trading Talk for this week. More information on IG.com. Thank you and take care.
Und wenn euch diese Sendung gefallen hat, dann abonniert gerne den Podcast von Inside Wirtschaft und gebt uns ein Like.